Good afternoon, Sunday Drive Talkers. This is your host for today, Dr. William P. Butler, and I'm so glad to be on here for another rendition of the Sunday Drive Talk. I'll be hosting you in the stead of Miss Janice Hudson Mazee, and I have a show for you on today. We're going to talk about reaching the lost. We're going to talk about reaching the lost, and in particularly, reaching the lost through mentoring. Did you know that there are people who are going through so many problems on a day-to-day basis that they many times are caught in depression, down, suicidal issues, drug rehabilitation, bad relationships, self-image problems, serious psychological psychoses, and these things happen all because of a person's upbringing. The people that they hang around with, the things that they are connected to. You've heard it said that if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future, because the people and the things that you are connected to impact your life. It is so important that we are careful about what we do. The Bible actually says that bad company corrupts good morals. A person doesn't learn automatically to do some evils. We are inherently inclined to evil by nature, but in our society, we teach one another most of what we say is not coming out of our mouths. A good 95%, 98% of what you say does not come out of your mouth. So it's important that you make sure you have the right impact. So if we're going to reach a loss, if we're going to impact the world, it is important that we understand the topic that is going to be held and discussed on today. Mentoring. That's what we want to talk about. How in the world can we impact the lost? How can we impact the world through the importance of mentoring people? We have a special guest who is here today, and his name is Marcus Bragg. He's going to be representing mentoring and counseling platforms throughout this area, and he also is a personal friend of mine. And I am so glad that he has is going to be here to share with you a new program that is present in Tennessee, that is helpful, that is supportive, and that's going to help our community, our children, our families, our social areas, including our churches. I would love to be able to give more time to this segment because we have a plethora of questions. But if you have questions, you can either ask them online and interrupt us, or you can send a text to 865-306-6362. Again, send a text to 865-306-6362. I would like to introduce our friend, Marcus. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Dr. Butler. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. I've heard about this program, and I'm really excited about presenting you and presenting it on today, and there are so many aspects of it. You know, you have churches that are interested in it. You have families that are interested in it. You have children that are interested in it. You've got adults that are interested in it. You've got the community that's interested in this program. So I don't know which one of those you want to take first and basically share an aspect, or can you give us a little introduction if you would?
Sure. So, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. Super excited about everything that God's doing in your life, and I know that He's using you in a mighty way. So, thank you for having me on the show. What we are at Quest is, you know, we take pride in treating the entire family or the entire client. And so what that means is, you know, we do that through all sorts of mental health and behavioral health services. So when it comes to, you know, someone needs counseling, if someone's going through hard times, if their kid's having behavior issues, the kid doesn't necessarily have to have behavior issues. It could be just needing someone to talk to. Same thing with adults. And so we do a lot of things at Quest to cater to that. So we have several different programs that we roll out to make sure that we can cater to the entire client as well as their family.
Oh, that is awesome. And I want to share with you guys that this program is family-centric. It is well-rounded, family-centric, outreaching to the entire family, community, home environment. And I'm really excited about it. And I recently became a mentor in this program, and I work with a lot of adults and children myself. And so I think this is something that's going to be invaluable to introduce to all of you listeners that are out there in Radio Land and as well. Marcus, I have a couple of questions. There are many people that are interested in having a mentor, and they want a mentor, but they're wondering, we've got lots of questions that are starting to pour in. People are saying that, you know, if they're able, is there a limit on how many children in a family that can be mentored in this program?
Well, right now with our mentor program, we can, each person can see up to 3 people per caseload. And what we're doing is we're able to pay them about $2,000 a month for doing that. They work their own hours. Them and the clients and their families, they work the schedule out together each week, and they figure it out. And it's just an awesome opportunity for someone who is in a position of working with kids or working with people that want to help others, for them to get paid. Because a lot of times, you know, you have programs like in your church or different youth and volunteer programs that make it tough to stay consistent with being able to help the families, because at some point, you know, you got to pay your bills. And so we're in a position at Quest to be able to offer each one of our mentors monetary compensation for the time that they spend with their clients.
I mean, that's something that it seems so unheard of. It's not seen of very often, where people actually pay for a service that's actually going to help people that are, you know, less fortunate, single parent homes, low income, disenfranchised families, and things like that. You know, these employment programs, you know, do you have to, you know, do you have to have like a bunch of degrees before you can even become a big brother, big sister, or mentor? What's required here? If someone wants to become a mentor, they want to be in, because all of a sudden I got about 3 text messages when you said $2,000 a month. but I think that people are interested. They're asking, what does it take to become a mentor? And what type? Someone else says, you know, what if they don't have a degree in psychology? Someone else is saying, hold on.
Okay, well, so let's talk about that.
Can you speak to that? Let's speak to that.
Sure. So a lot of times in these mentor programs and counseling programs or therapy programs, everybody has to have some sort of master degree or doctorate degree. With this program right here, Dr. Butler, they only have to have a high school diploma. They only have to have a high school diploma, be over 18, and then can pass a background check when it comes to, you know, being able to work with kids. So those are the 3 things that would qualify a mentor to work with kids. And, you know, one of the things that we're not hung up with is, you know, we want people with life experience. You know, we want people that's been there and done that. We want people that that can relate to the kids and not so far off from the families and what's going on in their lives to where, you know, it becomes a, you know, a struggle trying to build a relationship. And so we've been blessed to be in a position to where we can remove every bit of the, requirements of a degree and all that stuff. And we said, you know what, we want the people that can help the clients the most, and let's just make it to where as long as they have a high school diploma and can pass a background check, then let's go ahead and get them in. And if they're interested in helping kids, you know, we don't want to miss out on good people.
Okay, well, that's great. We're noticing that sometimes people have questions. Two of these questions actually are about people asking about, is it an office environment? And I'm thinking that they're maybe getting the wrong idea. I think they're thinking that it's like a room that they go into and they just sit in there waiting on students to walk through or something like that. Could you kind of help clear that up for some of the folks who are texting?
Sure. So it's not an office environment. You go to the client's homes, you meet them in the community, you take them to church, you do whatever it is that the client is involved or is interested in doing. So, you know, you will very, 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 very rarely hear about, you know, coming in, bringing your client to the office. A lot of times what will happen is we'll say, you know, we'll have staff meetings from time to time, but as far as your clients go, you know, we've got mentors who take their kids fishing, take them to play basketball, take them to the beauty salon, take them shopping. You know, kids will go to church and be a part of vacation Bible schools. And so there's a lot of different ways to plug into the mentors or plug in with your clients. And the same thing with adults. You know, I've got mentors who have adult clients. And, you know, the adult may be into scrapbooking, or the adult may be into, you know, I've got some older adults who are clients. They love going to play bingo. So there's a lot of different things that you can do out in the community and or at the client's home that you can spend your time doing. So, no, it's definitely not one of those things where they come, you know, where it's an office experience.
Oh, that's good. My next question that I have is more related to the types of children that might actually be excluded by behavior. What if a person has, you know, a child that has like attention deficit disorder, or, you know, they're pretty antsy, you know, is that going to create a problem where now, you know, you guys going to not allow them in the program because, you know, they're too antsy? Or, you know, how can you help these children who have single parents and no fathers and all that kind of stuff who really need the help, you know?
Yeah, so when it comes to kids that have what you're talking about is diagnosis with ADHD or post-traumatic stress, what we say is bring them. That's the ones that we want. We want every kid, but especially the ones that are dealing with, you know, life happenings. You know, a lot of times kids and adults who are going through situations like that get passed through the system and don't really get a lot of help. So our goal is to be able to, you know, partner them up with mentors who have been through similar things that they've been through. And then our goal is to walk with that kid or walk with that family for, you know, 2 to 3 years. And as we're able to do that, you know, there's a stat out there that says, you know, if you can walk with a kid at least 2 years, whether they're dealing with anger issues, depression, same thing with adults, if you can just walk with them for 2 years, the chances of them going back to that behavior that they were dealing with is only 4%. And so our goal is to be able to walk with them for, you know, to have our mentors walk alongside of their clients for, you know, 2 to 3 years minimum. And so that's I hope that answered your question there.
So basically you're trying to build relationships so that people will be able to be incentivized to help each other in the community, which is really what we're supposed to do is what it sounds like. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's it. With mentors, you know, with the mentors, you know, we tell them a lot of times, you know, it's not one of the difference between a mentor and a counselor is a counselor is the one that does have the office job that people come in and they sit down with them and, you know, and they talk about feelings and all those types of things. A mentor differs in the sense of, hey, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to be your life coach. I'm going to be your accountability partner. You know, I'm going to help you set some goals, and we're going to get you out of whatever situation you're in. You know, if it's an adult, we're going to help you find housing. We're going to help you get connected to community resources like, you know, Families First or, you know, different things like that. And so our goal is mainly to just be a professional cheerleader for the clients and their families.
And where is this program available where people can actually, you know, become mentors or, you know, where they can actually allow their children to find mentors?
Great question. So if you are listening or you or somebody that wants to be in the program as a mentor or a client, I want you to write this number down and call it, or you could even text it. It's area code 865-585-8585. And just text the lines, "I want more info." And we will get you plugged in. We constantly have orientations each week. The orientation process is super smooth. We have it all throughout Tennessee and East Tennessee. So text "I want more info" to area code 865-585-8585, and a rep will get a hold of you as soon as possible and get you the information that you need for your area. And they can also visit questfamilycare.org if they want more information as well. So 865-585-8585 or visit questfamilycare.org.
You mentioned that you can bring the kids and things like that to church. Can you elaborate on any how churches might be able to kind of work together to incorporate a program like this in any way?
Sure. This is a great way, you know, for churches with their youth departments and their evangelism teams to really expand what they're already doing. We got several churches in the East Tennessee area as well as Middle Tennessee area that have wanted to come alongside of us and partner up to establish a way that pretty much they go in and hire their own mentors to help with their church. And what this does, though, is it allows them to go outside of just the church walls. It's the same thing for schools or same thing for after-school programs. It allows you to go outside of what you're already doing with the kid or the family and be able to go inside their home or be able to spend a lot more time with them than what you would do in addition to, you know, say a church program. Just, you know, it expands it past Wednesdays and Sundays, or it expands it past the 3 o'clock when school's out, or if it's a football or baseball coach, it expands it outside of practice, you know, so that way they're able to spend a lot more time and get involved on a whole nother level with the kids and their families.
Okay, and does that also pertain to people who might be football coaches and they're already working with children, teachers, and things like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're a football coach or a baseball or softball coach or a dance teacher or a karate instructor, this is an awesome way to get involved on a whole nother level with your kids. And a lot of times, you know, the parents appreciate it because it allows them to have more freedom with, you know, and have more people pour into the lives of their kids. So it's an awesome opportunity if you're already working with kids.
Okay. I have a question that's come in. Does the parent have to be in attendance with the child the whole time in order to enroll them in this mentoring program? Do they have to attend every event and things with the child?
Well, they're more than welcome to if they'd like to. But every time we sign up a kid, the parent signs a consent form saying that we have their permission to, you know, take the kid out the house and do different things with them. So, you know, parents, this would be a great way to get you a date night every now and again, or take back the house and just relax. And I tell you, it's been very helpful for a lot of single mothers who have 3, 4, even 2 kids. And what ends up happening is the mentors will come pick up the kids and they'll spend time with them and bring them back around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And it just gives the parent it gives them that help that they have been looking for. And so, you know, help cleaning up the house or help, you know, just relaxing. You know, I signed up a mother the other day that had 5 kids and she worked 2 jobs. And, you know, the fact that the 2 mentors that we assigned to her kids were able to come in and take the kids several times a week just really gave her just really gave her a great opportunity to, you know, take back her house or, you know, get things in order so when the kids were there, you know, it was a lot better situation.
Oh, that's nice. And so what about potential mentors and those who would like to be hired as mentors or that are seeking to be employed because they're already working with kids and have a knack and a gift and desire to kind of impact the community for working with children? Are they able to call this same number or should they send a text message and what should they say?
You're talking about what should mentor if a person wants to be a mentor?
Yes, if a person wants to be a mentor, how should they try to contact or get in contact with the program?
Yeah, so it's the same number. All they have to do is just text, "I want more info," to area code 865-585-8585, and someone will be in contact with them as well with a mentor program. And like I said, we have orientation weekly, and we can get them set up with an interview and get them assigned to an orientation that's closest to them. And it's just a real simple process. And we just, you know, Dr. Butler, at the end of the day, we just want people that enjoy helping kids and enjoy working with kids and people who are consistent, you know, to see somebody from start to finish.
Wow. Now, the other day I was talking with a lady who was actually in this program, and she was saying how she had severe depression after the death of a close relative, and it was so hard for her. And she just felt down. She had a hard time getting through. She signed up to this program and actually got a life coach who partnered with her. And now multiple times a week, they're talking on the phone. She's upbeat. She's talking about wanting to go traveling and all this kind of stuff. It just changed her life in such a small amount of time. It's only been a couple of weeks. That it was really reassuring that she had someone that can connect with her and be able to help her kind of get through the death of her loved one and help her start coming up. So, you know, many of the adults, you know, what would you say for adults who are wondering, you know, do I need a mentor? Do I need a life coach? You know, what would you say to those adults?
This is what I would say to anybody who wants to take their life to another level. If you want to see your life on a different level than what it is now, then start surrounding yourself with people who's been there and done that. You know, start surrounding yourself with people who know how to navigate where you're going. You know, I had my grandmother had a saying all the time, every time someone would mess up, you know, "I've been where you're going." And so we want to be able to have people, you know, I would encourage anybody who is in the process of trying to better their life, whether it's, you know, if they're dealing with depression or anxiety, or even if they're just trying to just have some positive people around their life. You know, we want, I would encourage them to be a part of the program because, you know, no matter what level you are in life, we have a mentor and a life coach that's ready to meet you where you are and help you get to that next point.
Wow. I mean, that sounds extremely promising. And, you know, so, you know, I mean, this thing is going on in Tennessee. We actually have a few different states that actually tune into this broadcast. Some of them are actually in Texas. Some are in Louisiana. We have a couple of people and a couple of families that are in Pennsylvania, one in Georgia.
Wow.
You know. Are there? What would you say to states that are not in Tennessee? You know, what is the likelihood of maybe them being able to be adopted into the program at some point?
Still text the number, 865-585-8585. And we have, I know for a fact that we just got through putting in applications for four different states just last week. So, you know, Louisiana, I know that we're coming to you guys soon. Georgia, coming to you guys soon. Going to Iowa, Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of great momentum going that's getting built around this program. So if this is something that you want to do, again, text 865-585-8585 and just text the simple words, "I want more info."
Well, I wanted to just chime in for a second and say, you know, as a pastor and as a person who's like been doing mentoring for, you know, more than a decade and a half, actually, that, you know, this is really an awesome tool of evangelism that, you know, when the Bible says in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and teach all nations, you can't teach all nations if you don't reach all nations. And I think that this actually helps us to fulfill the Great Commission, because many times if we're not careful, we can get into a ceremonialism that causes us to have spiderweb salvation, or we pretty much build a web and we hope somebody's going to come along and get stuck to it. But we're not supposed to do that, saints. What we're supposed to do is, he didn't tell us to sit, he told us to go. And that means that you must go and carry out the laws. And many of us were asking questions about evangelism, but I just want to mention to us, just for the note takers of the hour, that evangelism is actually a word that's talked about often and understood very, very little. The word evangelize actually has two parts to it. The word evangelize did not even come from a biblical term. The word evangelize meant to spread a message. It was actually coined during a time of battle, when men were fighting on the war and on the battlefield. And what they would do is they would send a very, very trusted an evangelist that would actually be sent a message back to the king and to the kingdom to let the whole kingdom know that they won the victory. And so the evangel is actually the message, the pamphlet that the general of the army gave to the messenger, or the king, if he was on site, gave to the messenger to go send out to let the people know in all of the kingdom that they had won the battle. And so the evangel, which was the message, is the thing that makes the evangelist what they are. And so if we have the message of the good news of Jesus Christ, and we also have positive things we want to do in our environment, then this actually puts us back on track of what Matthew 28 is saying, 28:19, of us being able to go ye therefore and teach all nations, right? And so this is very important. If we are going to carry out our commission to do the work of the evangelist, I think we ought to utilize tools like this. And I personally believe that any pastor, any teacher, any parent, if you're working with groups of people, you're working with groups of children, that this is something that can be essential to you. Not only will it help you to hone your skills as a mentor, but it also will help you financially so you can continue to do it in a stronger fashion. And since you're in the community and helping people in your community, it is going to be a win-win for both of you. And not only that, but if you're mentoring the others, your family just got bigger. So when you come to church, you're bringing more people to church so that you can be able to teach others exponentially the exact same topic. So you're not only getting it, but you're giving it at the same time. I think that'd be fantastic. Now, we're running out of time. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to ask Mr. Marcus, is there anything that you'd like to share as a closing note to any of our listeners, adults, children, or radio listeners that are bystanders standing by?
I would say this, if you are in a position to where you say, I'm not exactly sure about the program, or I'm sure about the program, but I don't know if I would be a good fit, I would say try it. Just try it. No matter where you are when it comes to behaviors, where your kid is when it comes to behaviors, you know, our job is to meet you where you are and help take you to another level. So anybody that wants to go to another level, I encourage you, go visit questfamilycare.org or just simply text 865-585-8585 and just get more information on it. Someone, you can actually speak with an actual life coach right there on the phone. Our life coach will text you back. And you can just get all the ins and outs of what you need. If you're a pastor that is looking to do the same thing, just visit the website or text the number, and we'll be more than happy to give you all the information that you need to help, you know, make you make your decision be a lot more informed. So that's it. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, man, it's been our pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know you guys are very, very busy. Also, I wanted to tell you that I got one final text message. They're asking about payment. How much does it cost to hire a mentor through this program because they're interested in trying to be able to reach out? Can you elaborate on that, please?
So how much does it cost to hire a mentor?
Yeah, there are parents. We're getting messages where people are saying how much they want to know how much it's going to cost them out of pocket to enroll their kids in the program.
Well, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. We do have a criteria where we interview the family or the guardian or the parent to see if the kid is the right fit for the program. And, of course, once you call in, we can always give you more specs on that. But it does not cost anything, you know, to have your kid signed up for the program.
So you get a life coach, you get a counselor, you get a helper, you get a break, and it also is no out-of-pocket expense.
It does sound too good to be true when you say it like that.
Wow.
Our goal is mainly just to help people, you know, and, you know, that's what the owners set out for this thing to be able to do. And so we try our best to make it work with, you know, with most anybody that calls in and applies. And it's an awesome program. I've been a mentor in it myself. I've spoke with now I'm one of the administrators, and so I see it at all sorts of different levels. And each level that I see it at is just, you know, they operate with a great level of integrity, humility, and excellence all at the same time. So I'm just glad to be a part of it. And, go Team Quest.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking out your time. There you have it, my Sunday Drive Talkers. I'm so excited for you guys asking for this program, asking questions about this program, and sending text messages to this program. If you have additional text messages and info, what we're going to do is we're going to actually reply to those messages and try to see if we can give you information directly from the program, so that if you do have late messages that come in, or those who are listening to the rebroadcast, this will be posted on the internet and it'll be put out there for billions of people to see. So if you're getting this rebroadcast, you can still send that text message in, and you can text message 865-585-8585. Get into this program and get ready to be reached out to. Let's help our communities. Let's make a difference. Let's make this change happen. Change only occurs if people change what they do. So let's go forward. I want to thank you so much for taking out the time, Marcus, for speaking to us, and hopefully we can get you back if we get more questions, and our studio audience wants to have more. We'd like to probably have you back and drill down a little bit further if you don't mind.
Absolutely. It'd be an honor.
Well, thank you so much. And all of you Sunday Drive Talkers, thank you for tuning in to this rendition of the Sunday Drive Talk. As always, if you would like to get involved more, reach out. Thank you so much. Give us a call. Give us a contact. And remember, same time, same place, same station, WITA. We look forward to talking to you guys next week. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Have a victorious week in Jesus.